Welcome to MeFlow Magic, a podcast for the investor generation. I'm Phil Knipe. Each week, I sit down with MeFlow founder Josh Schuler to discuss all things retail investing, what it means, how to get there, and how simple practices can lead to proven results. With new retail investors entering the market daily, this show exists to bring institutional ideas to you, the investor generation. To learn more about how MeFlow ideas can shape your approach to investing, check us out at MeFlow.com. And with that, let's get into the show. So Josh, we are knee deep in a series on the Greeks, which Mediterranean food, by the way, is like kind of my jam. We have this place here called Kairos. Do you have Kairos in Colorado?
I don't know that we do.
It's like a fast casual Chipotle style build your own Mediterranean rice and bowl. It's so good.
Yeah, like there's garbanzos, right? That's kind of like the Mediterranean.
Sure.
But that's more Mediterranean. It's not really.
Yeah, kind of the same. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Anyways, but I know that's not where our listeners tuned in. Our listeners tuned in to learn about something called Delta, which for us is part two of our series on the Greeks. And the Greeks, if you didn't catch our last episode on Theta, is basically a series of mathematical equations that help us determine the prices of options contracts. And even though MeFlow is already doing all the work for you as an options trader, these are kind of important to understanding the why behind options. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And last week we hit Theta, which I think some people might argue that if you're going to cover the Greeks in options trading, then the first thing you should cover is actually Delta. Because for a lot of people, Delta makes the most sense. I see one big problem with covering Delta first, and that is that a gentleman by the name of Christopher Nolan came along and gave us this great film called Interstellar and taught us everything that we need to know about time. And so we all understand time, right? Josh, you follow me? So that's why we covered Theta first. I thought, you know, if we're going to piggyback off pop culture, then let's cover Theta first. Plus, you know, it was New Year's Eve.
That and it is really important for any investor to think about time as it pertains to their investment.
Right? A great foundation. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you know, whenever you put on an investment, regardless of whether that's a stock investment or, you know, using options as a way to express that, I mean, a component of the story that you're building whenever you're building that idea is how long should it take for that to play out? And, you know, if your best answer is sometime, or, you know, you're hoping for it to be at some point when you retire, at some point in the future, I mean, you're going to get an outcome. I just don't know if it's going to be the outcome that you want. So it's important to think about time. And then, you know, today, Delta is very important as well. And they're all interconnected. And hopefully we'll try to like walk through where these weird and crazy things are connected to each other.
So let's talk about Delta.
Okay.
My understanding is Delta is this theoretical estimation of how much an options premium may change given a $1 move up or down in the underlying cost of a security. Help me out. Am I close? Where's my delta range?
Yeah, it's a pretty technical way to think about it. Maybe a more accessible way to think about it is, so an option is a derivative. And what does that mean? It means its price is based on some other asset. In this case, it's a stock. So you have a stock that moves, you know, X number of dollars and cents per day. And then an option, so each option controls 100 shares of that underlying vehicle. So what you're
saying,
each options contract has control over 100 shares. And so it's essentially saying, okay, at this fixed strike price, because these options and, you know, have different prices that identify and distinguish between the contracts, what is the rate of change in the price of that option contract relative to the movement of the underlying vehicle? And we can pull that up and see, you know, a specific, you know, strike price. So like if we look at Tesla stock right now, okay, Tesla is trading $110.86 per share. If I look at the delta, if I'm looking at the 125 call, so we're trading 110.88, I'm looking at the 125 call. So right now, for every dollar that moves, the contract moves 42 cents. So the delta is 42. Now that can help us understand what the movement in the price is of the contract. Now, it also has another component to it that I find more impactful and more useful, is that the delta represents the probability that I will be at a certain price at expiration. So right now, if I'm looking at the March, expiring options in Tesla, so I've got 71 days to go until those expire, the probability that we will trade to 125 or basically close at 125 when we're trading, you know, 110. So that's, you know, $15 higher. The probability right now is about 42%. So, you know, not quite a coin toss. That for me in making decisions and even, you know, how we build the drips is much more impactful. And that is one of the key reasons to use options as an investment tool. Because when, you know, like when you go to trade a stock, how do you know, what the probability of what price that you're going to reach? You got no clue. Like it's just a toss up. And then everybody goes to look at CNBC or they read some kind of, you know, analyst report from Wall Street of like, you know, what the price is supposed to be and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's all well and good. But with the deltas, I can actually go and look at a specific expiring contract and I can see what the probability is today that the auction is expecting that would constrain the market over time. And what's fascinating about this is that this is predictive, not just for like 71 days out. You can use it tomorrow. You can use it for a full year. So like right now, the SPY, which tracks the S&P 500, the expected range, so 70% probability, we will trade between 292 and 470 per share, will close between one of those two prices at the end of this year. In fact, if you go and pull, and I was looking at, you know, consensus price targets for all of the Wall Street firms, guess what range all of their in-year targets are within? They're within above 292 and below 470. So, I mean, this is how they may say, hey, here's our expectation and, you know, have the fundamental story. But really, I mean, when it comes down to pricing things, everyone uses deltas as a way to get clarity on what's the probability that I will be at a certain price. And that really changes the way that you think about investing, as opposed to, well, I buy this share buy this stock because I think it's going to go to X price. Well, but what if you said, okay, what's the probability that I'll be there? And then when you bring the time component in, I can tell you today the probability that I will be at that price by what time. That really helps you make better decisions.
So then a higher probability, if something has a delta of, say, 0.8 or an 80% probability of hitting that price, In theory, that would be a higher priced option.
Yes. The lower the delta, so the less probability that I will be at that price, the less value that option has.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. The closer that gets to where we're trading, the more value that has.
So I was kind of browsing around some of these drips that come through on MeFlow, which obviously you can find at MeFlow.com. It seemed like these were fairly popular in options contracts that had to do with strangles. So can we maybe talk a little bit about that and maybe some real world example of what that might look like?
Sure. So a strangle is a classic option, multi-leg option strategy where you're essentially strangling the market. So you're trying to put your arms around it. And the position is built basically assuming that the underlying stock is not going to trade above or below a certain price over a certain period of time. Typically, you're looking at about 40 days out. And there's a premium for that option. So that price of that option has, when you're 40 days out, it still has a little, you know, a little bit of chance to get there. But the closer you get towards the expiration and the less probability you can get to those prices, that premium just collapses and you can actually take that back. You can take it home. It's a great strategy for somebody who's just starting with multi-leg option strategies, because whenever you put on a strangle, the probability of success in a strangle is that you will see an 80% probability of 50% of the maximum profit. So the other part is that when you put on a strangle, you know immediately like what you could gain from that trade. And then the management's really easy. You're like, oh, as long as I'm below this price and above this price, I'm going to make money. And I don't really have to do anything until I get, you know, beyond one of those two prices.
Now, I'm sure we'll have a series at some point on what all of these different multi-leg option strategies are and what they can do for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we kind of lay in the plan on this, I mean, just what's the key takeaway around delta is, you know, when you think about being an investor and you think about, you know, taking and making investing decisions, you know, how often are you thinking about probability in the decisions that you're making? The presence of delta as a metric really allows an investor to make really smart decisions based on something other than I kind of hope it'll go here, or, you know, I think it will go to X. When you try to engineer out the parts of our human brains that make us really bad investors, you got to have better expectations of an investment, then I think it'll work, or, you know, I hope it'll work. Delta takes us into a probability realm, which again, probability is not a guarantee. We still have to manage risk. However, buying a share of some stock and just hoping that it'll be at a higher price at some point versus putting on a multi-leg option strategy and knowing, hey, this is going to work for me or not within this period of time, as long as I'm between X price or X price. That's so much more clear than how most people are approaching investing. And, you know, to that end, in your investments, you're going to get an outcome one way or the other. The question is it the outcome that you want? If you're using probabilities that we can see constructed through deltas to make those decisions, you have a better posture towards influencing those outcomes. If you're just kind of open to whatever, and I mean, again, you'll still get an outcome. It may be what you want. It may not be what you want. So the question is, are you thinking probabilistically when you think about your investing decisions?
Pretty good. Josh, next week we get to cover gamma. Gamma is super important because you cannot talk about delta without talking about gamma. The two are intertwined. One affects the other.
Yeah. Talking about gamma, they're all interconnected, but this is going to give us even greater insight into why to think about multi-leg option strategies in the way that you think about the markets.
Thanks again for listening to MeFlow Magic. I'm your host, Phil Kneipp. And thanks as always to Josh Schuler, El Jefe, as he's affectionately known at the MeFlow Studios in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you like what you hear, do us a huge favor and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And please consider writing a review as well. It really helps us reach more listeners and ultimately keeps us going. The content, views, and opinions expressed in MeFlow Magic are for educational purposes only. As with all investments, there is a risk of loss, including principal, and no host or guest of MeFlow Magic shall be held liable. You should consult a financial advisor before making any investments relating to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or whereby other investments relating to money. In other words, do your own research. This show is produced by me, Phil Kneipp.